youngest should speak.
I'm just going to say about the same story that the Lord did on it. He told Parliament Street that one day I will expose your riches that you're holding. I know you have a vast wealth, but you cannot spend it anyway. You don't buy coffee, you don't repair your house. One day I will reveal to the world your vast treasure. So this time when Lord Chaitanya offered all those benedictions, it was significant because he offered him all the opulences, which is a result of prana yoga. He offered him the bhakti, the mystic city, which is a result of the Ashtanga yoga, and he offered him liberation, which is a result of jnana yoga. And he refused all of those, which everyone else is seeking, but was a very desired cities in this lifetime. So when he refused all of those, then Lord Chaitanya, which that means he doesn't want anything, only for service. He said, if it please you, my Lord, then you come to my vegetable mat, vegetable stand every day and teach me, and don't pay me the proper price, and make me cry. If that's what gives you pleasure, then let me take, whenever you appear, let me take birth in this form and give you pleasure like that. So that is significant. Then Lord Chaitanya, so then he gave him permanent. Because he wasn't interested in any of those other goals. So there's some very deep thing to learn from this wonderful devotee called the Vedic Siddha. Hare Krishna.
Om Jnanatimirandasya, Jnananjana Sarakaya Chakshara Bharatam Jaya Tasma Shri Guru Vaya Namaha. The character of Kolavacha Sridhara, who is Shudambita? Is that correct? No? What is his Krishna
view? I heard Shudambita was Shudam by
Ramachandra. Anyway, Gorganadesh would mention it, but that wasn't the main point. Is that He represents and embodies the principle of pure devotional service. Rupa Goswami says, Anya Vilashita Shunya Jnana Padma Vishnu. Kolavacha Sridhar, like many other devotees, was in a condition of material want. He was living here under very poor conditions. Unfortunately, his Srikhat remains like that. I remember many years back myself, Shubhara Maharaj, and Govinda Maharaj, we approached the managers of this Srikhat just to ask them to do some seva here. Bhaktivedanta Swami Charity Trust, so that we could fix up the place. Ultimately, we got told that we were too proud, thinking that we could do some service in the Dham, so we ended up having to leave.
Who is that?
I won't say it over the intercom. It's one of the folks, the people who are managing this place. And anyway, the principle of pure devotional service is that devotees are fully dependent on Krishna. A pure devotee, at least by general definition, is someone who has pure faith. And Chaitanya Charitamrita describes that pure faith means Shraddha Vishwas, that very strong Vishwas, conviction, that simply by worshipping Krishna, I will get what I need. And I don't need any more. Krishna says, Yodakshi Nivahani Aham. And Kulavicha Shambhar had this very strong, perfect conviction that despite the fact that he lived under very austere circumstances, he wouldn't change that. He wouldn't worship another deity. He wouldn't give up the worship of Lord Vishnu or Mother Ganges, because he accepted the fact that what I'm getting is what Krishna is giving me. And that's what Srila Prabhupada refers to when he says that all of his followers are pure devotees, or that members of the Krishna consciousness movement are pure devotees. May not be pure by dint of being free from all material contamination, but at least pure in terms of one's intention, in terms of one's faith. So in this very sacred place, if we pray to Kulavicha Sridhar, we also have this type of faith, that I don't need to augment my Krishna consciousness with karma, excessive labor, with gyan. I don't need to study any or read any other books than those which are given to us or described to us by Srila Prabhupada. I don't need to depend on the stars, astrological influences, who knows what other things. I just depend on Krishna. And then that is called Sharanagati. So when Krishna says, Mami kam Sharanam Braja, then Srila Prabhupada points out that this is when pure Krishna consciousness begins. When Mami kam. When we don't know anything else but Krishna, and we're not dependent on anything else other than He. And then one gets everything. As a result of that, although Kulavicha Sridhar is Krishna's eternal associate, did you establish who he was?
Yes.
Kushmasala. Cowherd boy.
Who?
He is the cowherd boy, Kushmasala. Am I saying it right? Yeah. So he already has Krishna Prema. However, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu he's doing two things. One is that he is establishing what Panchajanga Prabhu explained, is that devotees who don't require anything else other than Krishna's mercy ultimately get Krishna Prema. And the usage of the word prema is, prema is a general stage of Krishna consciousness. It has further divisions, prema, sneha, man, rag, anurag, and so on. There are eight divisions of prema which conclude with Mahabharata. But in his Chandradoya Natakam, then Kavi Karnapur, he points out that during this Mahaprakash, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave all his associates. He gave them all prema. Prema there, I mean braja prema. And particularly in the experience of Sankirtan, when they are chanting together, he allowed them all to enter into the mood of the gopis, which is considered to be the most exalted type of prema, the mood of Mahabhava. So all of this is all accessible to those devotees who, having exclusive faith in Krishna, for us actually, exclusive faith in Krishna means that we have exclusive faith in Srila Prabhupada and the path of Krishna consciousness that Srila Prabhupada gave. That is also called pure faith. It is pure faith in our Guru Parampara. And that by just depending on what Srila Prabhupada had given us, then like Kulavicha Sridhar, one achieves the greatest blessing, the greatest benediction. the imperfection of Krishna consciousness. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. That is what he's doing, drinking this water from the street. He doesn't care about the rules and regulations. He's part of the devotee. Govinda Maharaj will speak.